Good morning, traders. I am Emily Athani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, May 5th. Will the relief rally continue another day? Today, investors are still digesting movement from the Fed on their attempt to curb inflation. Comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell sent markets on a tear yesterday in their best day since May of 2020. All three major indices closed up around 3%, the Dow jumping 932 points, the NASDAQ 401 points, and the S&P 500 124 points. Bill, but we need the latest. So give us the rundown of what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you? I'm watching the S&Ps as I do every morning. They're down 0.58%. They were down 0.6%. They were down a little bit more than that. So they are coming back a little bit. That's a positive sign. The market may give back some of the big gains from yesterday, but we're kind of in a new phase. I'm watching the tech stocks this morning, and you know they're likely to give back some of yesterday's gains as well when the bell rings this morning. But it's really about the Fed, you know, because the Fed, you know, was very clear when they said, "Hey, you know, we're raising interest rates 50 basis points." Emily, that's what I was expecting. That's exactly what I was saying all week long. But the key was that they said that they're not really considering, and they're not actively considering raising rates by 75. And now that really just, you know, sent the market really, you know, moving higher. That was a huge step forward. You know, and I see this note from Bank of America, and they believe that the Fed has pivoted to an appropriate hawkish stance, but is likely done surprising the markets for a while. So that's a real positive. Look what happened overseas. You know, Hong Kong, you know, it was down about the 0.36% or 76 points, but they got COVID-related issues going on over there. London this morning is up 1.33% or 99.72. You're looking at the DAX. The DAX is up 223 points or 1.60. The CAC is up 120 points or 1.89%. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of positive action in Europe based on, you know, those comments from the Fed. We're looking at oil. Oil continues to gain. Today we have an OPEC meeting going on, and there's going to be an announcement in terms of their production increases. We don't expect a big difference there from what they have been reporting. But, you know, oil is rallying because of A, the OPEC meeting, and B, because, you know, that they're still like looking over the European Union's plan to phase to put out a ban on Russian oil. Slovakia and Hungary, they're not going to partake in this. But it's more than just a ban on the oil. It's also a ban on the insurance and the financing of moving that freight. So this is really a problem for them. Don't worry about Russia oil too much, because guess what? India is already stepping up and saying, hey, we'll buy the oil. But the problem is they want to do it at $70 a barrel. You got oil trading 110. They want a $40 discount because of the increased shipping and insurance costs. Yeah. So, you know, there are going to be some ways for, you know, Russia to sell their oil, which means Saudi Arabia will have additional stocks available for Europe. So, this $110 price tag that we're seeing for oil, I think, is a little high. I don't think we'll be able to hold it. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. But today we got a full full earnings calendar. So there's a lot going on today, Emily.
And like you said, in all this focus on the Fed, there is still a full earnings calendar. We're still rolling along with that earnings action. So give us a look at what we should be watching in terms of earnings.
Okay, let's start off with Etsy, ticker ETSY, Edward Tom Sam Yellow. They met expectations. They did it on higher revenue, but their guidance was pretty bad, down 25% from what the street estimates were. You know, that's why you see the stock down 12.5% this morning. GoDaddy, ticker GDDY, Grace, David Yellow. They missed first quarter earnings, but by a penny, 1 cent. They beat on revenue, but you know the stock hasn't traded. It's there's no activity going on in the stock yet this morning. eBay, ticker EBAY, Elvis Boy, Apple Yellow, they beat by 2 cents on higher revenue. But the guidance was off by like 10%. And they came out and they said, growth is slowing after 2 years of rapid expansion during the pandemic. You're seeing, you know, activity on eBay actually slow down. Look at the stock this morning. It's down 8%. Ticker AIG, this is American International Group. They beat by 12 cents on higher revenue. Catastrophic losses and have narrowed, and the premiums have actually increased. So that's a positive for AIG. Stocks, you know, kind of flat this morning. It's up 0.08% this morning. Corvo, that's ticker QRVO, Quinton, Richard, Victor, Oscar, they beat by 20 cents on higher revenue. That stock's trading off a little over 4%. ConocoPhillips, that's ticker COP, Charlie, Oscar, Paul, they beat by 24 cents. They reported, you know, a higher first quarter profit. And what was benefiting them? The surge in crude oil prices. That's why we picked that stock yesterday. Datadog, ticker DDOG, David, Oscar, Grace, they beat by 13 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's down 3.66% this morning. They also did a bought out a company. I'd have to look into a little bit more on that, but Datadog did deliver a nice earnings report. Vista Outdoors, that's ticker VSTO, Victor, Sam, Tom, Oscar, they beat by 24 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 4.93% this morning. Now, they're looking to separate their outdoor products from their sporting products, and they're going to be doing that into two separate companies. So that's a real positive for the stock, because now they're going to get, you know, additional money from the IPO when they separate into two public companies. So VSTO, Victor, Sam, Tom, Oscar, looks like a good one today. It's only up $1.88. 4.93%, but you can see some additional gains going on in there today. Let's talk about, you know, what else is happening, what's upcoming. DoorDash, that's ticker DASH, David, Apple, Sam, Henry. EPS estimated for them to lose 38 cents, and the expected move here is 18.38%. McKesson, a drug manufacturer, ticker MCK, Michael Charlie Kilo, EPS estimate is $6.06, and the expected move here is 4.53%. Cloudflare, which is ticker NET, and Nancy, Edward, Tom, EPS here is zero. They're not expected to come in flat. The move here, expected move here is 13.38%. I'm a little cautious here. Monster Beverage, ticker MNST, Michael, Nancy, Sam, Tom, their EPS estimate is 60 cents, and the expected move here is 5.78%. Block, as in blockchain, as in Square, ticker SQ, Sam Quinton. Their EPS estimate is 12 cents, and the expected move here is 13.78%. So that's what I have for you in terms of earnings action, Emily.
And you said it, Bill, and I'll point it out that ConocoPhillips was your pick of the day from yesterday. And at the end of the show, we will make sure to check in with you on that. But Bill, let's now turn to economic events. Yesterday, you mentioned to us that the announcement of the Fed's interest rate increase would be watched. And the real thing that would really move the markets would be the press conference following with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. That's exactly what happened. The Fed announced their 50 basis point rate hike and that it would begin reducing its balance sheet, all as expected, as we mentioned at the top of the show. Then Powell said they were not considering right now at this time a 75 basis point raise. And you were spot on that is really what ended up moving the market. So tell us, what other economic events should we be keeping an eye on today?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Fed meetings, you know, if you read through these comments of what the Fed is saying, and you do the projections and you see what the market is expecting, you're normally able to create a wide range, but you kind of know what the Fed is going to do because they're very clear in their language, in their speeches. But sometimes the market gets ahead of itself, and that's exactly what has been happening. We really have been pushed down to very low levels. And, you know, when the Fed said, hey, no more, we're not considering a 0.75 basis point increase, that was positive food for the markets yesterday. But let's talk about these economic reports today. This morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, 1 hour before the market opens, we have jobless claims. And also at 8:30, we have the production cost, productivity and cost report coming out. the thanks big one really is tomorrow's non-farm payrolls report. That's what, you know, people are kind of looking ahead to, because right now it's still we're dealing with the aftermath from the Fed meeting. But, you know, keep an eye on that non-farm payroll report. Expect that, you know, it to show that there's more jobs being filled and unemployment's dropping when they release tomorrow, Emily.
And when the market does get ahead of itself, like you said, Bill, watching the data, watching the important headlines, keeping track of information and sifting through it becomes increasingly important. And you're able to do all of this using your Newswire alerts. Just today, I was on sort of my main dashboard of Newswire, and so much is coming in all the time. But then when you go to those different segments and sectors and different topics, you're able to really dive into the information and see what could be market moving. Bill, I know you're doing that day in and day out. So tell us, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
You know, I'm watching my FANG sector. It's pretty much in the red this morning, so that's not good. But that's okay. We had such a big up day yesterday. It's a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of profit taking. It's okay. I'm not too concerned. But I look at the news behind, you know, the FANG stocks, and you look at Apple, and they're coming out and saying the COVID-led surge in digital advertising has begun to soften. We saw that in their earnings report. This is not really a surprise. You know, Facebook, you know, they're reducing their hiring based on growth concerns. You know what? We saw that in their earnings report. There's some concern with Facebook's earnings. They're also giving people a sneak peek of their new physical store with, you know, in the metaverse. I personally don't think that that's going to be a big venue for them in the future. I think it's a great, you know, moonshot, but I don't see that that's going to be a big revenue generator for them in the next couple of years. Google, ticker GOG, they acquired Micro LED, which is a display maker from Raxum. We're looking over at the Dow Jones 30 alert, and we have Chevron. You know, Chevron's going to be meeting with Piper again today. They had a meeting with their management yesterday, and it's going to continue again today. We're looking at Verizon. It seems like Verizon's looking at doing some price increases for its wireless devices. And let's talk McDonald's for a second. McDonald's is, you know, getting a lot of heat from Carl Icahn. And, you know, he issued a presentation exposing their ESG failures at McDonald's Corp. This is, you know, environmental and you know, safety guidelines. And, you know, Icahn's thinking this is a huge issue for McDonald's. McDonald's is discounting it. McDonald's is really not looking to add these board members to their board, which is what Icahn is proposing. So this is going to be a long and drawn out situation for both Carl Icahn and McDonald's. Well, moving on into like merger news. Shopify, ticker SHOP, they're going to be acquiring a DeliverR for $2.1 billion. Here, this is ticker HEAR, which is Turtle Beach. They've been in contact with 29 potential suitors for the company since the spring of last year. A takeover doesn't always mean a higher price. Sometimes it's a take under. And, you know, when you've talked to 29 potential suitors and nobody has come to the table, they're only going to come to the table if the deal is right. So I'd be a little concerned with ticker HEAR, Turtle Bay. Datadog, ticker DDOG, David Oscar Grace, they signed an agreement to acquire HDiv Security Systems. Twitter, ticker TWTR. Elon Musk has secured $7.14 billion in funding from a group of investors that includes Larry Ellison of Oracle. You know, that's going to help him fund his $44 billion takeover of Twitter. We're talking guidance news. Crocs, ticker CROX, Charlie Richard, Oscar X-Ray. They raised their full year 22 EPS to $10.05 to $10.65. Now, the street estimate was $9.98. So that's a nice big increase. Datadog, ticker DDOG. They see their Q2 adjusted EPS, you know, 13 to 15 cents. Well, the consensus estimate out there is 12 cents. they look at the revenue. They think the revenue, incoming revenue for Q2 is going to be about 376 to 380 million. The street estimate was looking for 361. So that's a positive. Stock is trading lower this morning. I do need to point out it's down 3.5%. Vista Outdoors, ticker VSTO, Victor Sam Tom Oscar. They see Q1 EPS coming in $1.85 to $1.95. Street estimates at $1.77. So yeah, Vista Outdoors, you get that spin-off, the positive earnings, you know, the guidance increase looks nice. I like what I'm seeing there. Okay, let's talk about some shareholders meetings going on today. Annual shareholders meetings from UPS, United Parcel Service. That's at 8 a.m. 9 a.m., we have Steel Dynamics, ticker STLD, Sam Tom, Larry David. At 9:30, we have Alcoa, ticker AA, Apple Apple. At 12 o'clock, we have Wynn Resorts, ticker WYNN, William Yellow, Nancy Nancy. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have Alaska Airlines, ticker ALK, Apple Larry Kilo. This could be an interesting one at 4 o'clock today, worthwhile to kind of listen to. Let's talk about some buyback news. Pool Corporation, that's ticker POOL, Paul, Oscar, Oscar, Larry. They announced an increase to its share repurchasing program. Now they're authorizing up to $600 million. MetLife, that's ticker MET, Michael Edward Tom. Their board approved a $3 billion share repurchasing program. That's big. Ticker DEN, David Edward Nancy. This is Denbury. They announced a $250 million share repurchasing authorization. Top Build, this is ticker BLD, Boy Larry David. They announced a $100 million accelerated share repurchasing agreement. And AIG, ticker Apple India Grace, this is the insurance company. They announced a $6.5 billion stock repurchasing plan. So there's a lot of good buyback news today, Emily, and that's what I'm seeing for the hot news hitting my tape this morning.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with McKesson, the drug manufacturer, ticker MCK, Michael Charlie Kilo. Earnings are tomorrow morning. EPS is $6.06, and the expected move here is 3.99%. Yeah, you know, on the research side, the brokers are positive on it. Option data looks okay. It's not giving me an indication of a stellar beat, but it's also not giving me a warning sign either. So a neutral is positive in most cases. You know, you look at the sector, it's a drug sector. The drug sector is healthy. They've been doing very well. You see that the S&Ps, you know, are going to be trading a little lower this morning. So I expect McKesson to have a lot of volatility today. So this is where it gets a little scary. I need that stock to be under $310, 309, 310. You know, that's kind of the range I'm looking for it to be in. I don't know if we'll get there, so there might not be a trade today. But if so, if I'm going to go long this stock, I need it to pull back to an area where I'm comfortable, where I feel a little bit of safety here. So MCK is my pick of the day, and I want, and I'll probably be getting in at under $310 per share, $309.50, we'll say is the target price. But that's my stock of the day for you, Emily.
Okay, Bill, McKesson will be an interesting one to watch today. And coming up, as promised, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But before we do that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, let's see what we have here. Biogen, ticker BIIB, Boy India, India Boy, and MedRhythms enter a license agreement to develop MR-004. Royal Caribbean, ticker RCL, they just provided an update on bookings. Booking volume in the first quarter improved consistently week over week. Kellogg, ticker K, according to the CEO, Kellogg had a better start to the year than expected. They report organic sales up 4.2%. DraftKings, this is ticker DKNG. They completed their acquisition of Golden Nugget Online Gambling. It's not the hotel. It's just the online gambling. It's going to add revenue to them. So I do think it could be a positive on the stock. Verizon, ticker VZ, announced international stadium and venue strategy. Bank of England raises rates for the fourth successive time. Starbucks, ticker SBUX, they said last night that they're committing $1 billion in this year in investments to uplift Starbucks partners. You know, Bill Gates is coming out pretty negative on Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter, saying that there's a difference between electric cars being adopted and companies becoming infinite. Walmart begins selling 100% Quebec beef in all super centers province-wide. Johnson & Johnson, their final lawsuit against drug benefit providers over the use of copay assistance programs. Oh, here it is. OPEC agreed on a 432,000 barrels per day oil supply hike for June. That's exactly what we were expecting. This is not a change. This is exactly what was being called for. Secretary General of OPEC came out and said that there's no way to really make up for the barrels being lost due to the embargo of Russia. But Russia's going to be selling that oil to other countries, so there should be supply available from OPEC and other OPEC nations to send to Europe. Redfin, RDFN, more puts than calls as they go into their earnings announcement yesterday. Penn National, that's ticker PENN, Paul Edward Nancy Nancy, game, you know, their Q1 earnings decline while revenue rises. That's all this morning, Emily.
Before we sign off, Bill, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day. As we pointed out, it was ConocoPhillips. Bill, you made this pick going into earnings, which were released this morning, and you told us earlier in your earnings rundown, they did beat by 24 cents. They reported a higher first quarter profit, and this was helped by the surge in crude prices. The company also announced a $2 billion increase in expected 2022 returns of capital to $10 billion and declared both an ordinary dividend of 46 cents per share and a third quarter variable return of cash payment of 70 cents per share. Bill, you felt the oil sector was strong. You were looking for under $100 as your price point. So how did your call work out?
It worked out really well. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at 101. And you know, I knew going into it, it's like the market's going to be a little volatile to the downside in the morning. Sure enough, stock opens up at 101, then it pulls back. It pulled back under $100. It actually hit a low yesterday of $99.11. Now, you're not going to get in at that price, but anywhere under 100, good target price to get in. That's why I said under 100. And sure enough, it did. It just barely eclipsed that, you know, by 89 cents. And, you know, then it just started to decline and then it just continued to rise. You know, early in the afternoon, it hit 101. Hey, that 1% goal that we're talking about. But I didn't sell. I held on to it because I figured the market's going to rally after Powell starts speaking. And, you know, afterwards, that stock ran to $103.86. And that's before the earnings announcement. The earnings announcement came out this morning. You look at the stock this morning, it's trading $105.50. It's up another $1.64 or 1.58%. So, you know, from the target price to what, you know, where it is now, that's a 5.5% move. You know, can you get 1% out of that? Absolutely. That's a win. You know, ConocoPhillips really was a positive call yesterday, Emily.
Yeah, 5.5%. There is no other way to slice that besides a win, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's McKesson pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end the week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.